Sina Ana Neves at Danielle Pellegrini ay umuupa sa Sydney CBD, kung saan malapit sa kanilang trabaho, ngunit umaasa na makabili ng kanilang unang bahay ng magkasama sa bagong taong ito.
We're looking to get married next year, so we've just kind of been sussing out the dream home, working backwards if you like. Well, that's from my perspective. Looking at where we want to look, you know, buy property in terms of areas and what the dream home would look like.
Upang maabot ang pangarap na bahay, ang magkapareha ay tumitingin muna sa mga investment property.
Looking for a land and house package because the real value is in the land. And that's what is going to get the capital growth that we're going to need in order to build the equity to then eventually either sell that house or leverage against that property, the investment property, to buy our own owner-occupied property.
Si Andrew Wilson ay isang ekonomista sa industriya ng real estate ng kumpanyang Domain at sinabi niya ang magandang balita para sa mga mamumuhunan tulad nila Danielle at Anna na sumusubok na pumasok sa pamilihan. Ang pagtaas ng presyo ng mga bahay ay inaasang hindi gaanong tataas sa taong ito.
I think the days of double-figure house price growth are now behind us, even for those strong markets of Sydney and Melbourne. I think 4 or 5% growth in the top-performing markets.
Inaasahan ng Domain na ang presyo ng mga bahay ay maliit lamang ang itataas, kung saan sa Melbourne at Canberra ang nangunguna sa listahan. Natataas ng hanggang 5% sa parehong syudad. Hinuhulaan na ang mga merkado sa Sydney at Brisbane ay tataas naman ng 4%, samantala 3% sa Adelaide, 2% sa Hobart at 1% sa Darwin, habang sa Perth ay inaasahang mananatili sa kasalukuyang antas. Ang mga presyo para sa mga unit ay magiging magkahalo habang magkakaroon ng mga bagong pabahay. Ang mas mahinang halaga ay inaasahan para sa mga apartments sa Darwin, Perth at Brisbane. Nakikita ni Daniel Wilson ang halaga sa ilang regional na merkado sa New South Wales, kung saan ang mas malusog na ekonomiya ng estado ay mas malakas kaysa sa pagtaas ng presyo ng mga bahay.
But I do think regional markets are looking particularly good. In New South Wales, we're seeing Wollongong, Newcastle, Ballina, very strong regional markets at the moment, strong prices growth, and I think it's that affordability advantages that those markets still have some proximity into Sydney, whether directly or by air, and I think that they represent very good value markets.
Sinabi ng mananaliksik sa property market, mula sa EPG Property, Peter Esho, ang pagiging abot-kaya ay siyang susi.
I think the $500,000 to $1 million price point is probably the most attractive. It's a price point where there's natural demand from first-time investors. It's a price point where there are still government incentives around stamp duty, first-home buyers grants, and it's a price point where low interest rates really target.
Dagdag pa niya ang paghahanap ng mga mailap o bihirang makita ng mga bahay sa presyong nabanggit ay isang hamon.
Penrith is an area that's quickly emerging, quickly changing. It's out west, it's on the train line, it benefits from the WestConnex expansion and the potential for Sydney's second airport. That's very, very exciting. In other areas, you really have to venture interstate.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Esho, ang pagbabago ng antas ng interes o interest rate ay maaaring makaapekto sa ilang bahagi ng merkado.
I think anything above the $1 million price point will struggle. Anything from $1 million to $2 million or $1 million to $2.5 million will really be impacted by the bank's changing rate policy, particularly towards investors.
Ang mga nagpapautang ay maaaring binago na ang karaniwang variable rate sa mga pautang sa mga investment property nang hindi hinihintay ang pangunguna mula sa Reserve Bank. Sinabi ni Andrew Wilson ng Domain, ito ang tema na malamang na magpatuloy sa bagong taong ito.
And banks will continue to try to safeguard or manage their bottom line. They have a responsibility to shareholders by pushing up interest rates for mortgages and perhaps against what I believe is still a likelihood of lower official rates next year.
Maaring mag-alis ito ng init sa merkado na maaring makatulong sa mga mamumuhunan tulad ni Ana Neves at Danielle Pellegrini.
It's not a worry. It's not unexpected, to be honest. To sort of soften the investment side of things, I think it's probably good for prices and a good opportunities for future buyers like ourselves.
At ito ay magtatakda sa kanila upang mabili ang kanilang pangarap na bahay.
SBS. 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 SB